A second quake strikes Turkey's disaster zone. Islamic militants are beginning to surface in Ethiopia, much to the concern of Christians there. And we'll tell you how a bike, H2O, and the gospel are connected in this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A second quake struck eastern Turkey's disaster zone late Wednesday, leveling 25 other buildings that survived the October 23rd quake. The 5.7 magnitude quake also destroyed morale. Baptist Global Response's Pat Balanço says,
it's very discouraging once you rebuild your house and you've picked up the debris and you begin to put your house back together for a second earthquake to occur, and then suddenly all the progress you've made has just been reversed.
Since their crisis team was already in place responding to the earlier quake, they'll just ramp up what they're already doing.
It entails trying to provide temporary shelter for those who, because their houses have been damaged, don't feel that it's safe for them to move back into their homes. It also entails doing some food distribution and trying to provide blankets and keep people warm.
Pray for gospel opportunities.
And everything that we're doing, we're trying to do in His name, helping people to have water, temporary shelter, and also comforting them is ministry.
We can connect you with ways to help at our website. Elsewhere, the Ethiopian government uncovered plans of the Wahhabi Muslims to turn the nation over to Sharia law. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that officials found publicly distributed pamphlets calling on Muslims to stand up against any who disagreed with radically enforced Islamic law. Notably, the government did express concern over growing violence toward Christians and moderate Muslims. Pray for believers' safety and for church growth, despite the radical reports. You're listening to Mission Network News. If you've never built a house before, without the know-how and the tools, a house won't be well made. It's a similar story with lay church leaders in Haiti. Baptist Haiti Mission brought in a team from the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism to give lay pastors and Sunday school teachers tools and know-how. BHM's Chris Lieb says,
there's very little good quality systematic training for Sunday school teachers. This is one of the first trainings that we've done for Sunday school teachers in recent history.
More than teaching from topic to topic,
they're looking for more resources, and they also are looking for a way to really go through the Bible systematically.
Now that the framing's in place, the lay pastors and teachers are ready to go to work.
For those that have received the training, that the Holy Spirit would continue to use them and that they would be tools in the hands of God and multiply the work of the ministry.
Next, the movie Courageous, playing in theaters across the United States, has struck a nerve. Police officers are coming to Christ as a result. The film is a story about fatherhood through the eyes of mainly law enforcement. Code 3 Ministries International, an arm of Jaron Ministries International, developed the studies to go with the film, and Rob Carter says their success has been unmatched.
We've gotten phone calls from officers whose marriages were on the rocks, and they're reaching out for help. A number have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Jim Bontranger, who wrote the group curriculum, says this was a vital need for law enforcement.
2 to 3 times as many police officers commit suicide each year as die in the line of duty. We have an extremely high divorce rate, one of the highest of all professions, and officers have a tendency to take the struggles home, and it destroys their relationships.
But now, many of them are on the gospel track. Learn how this program reaches law enforcers internationally at our website. And today is the last day of a 5-month bike ride for 5 Americans. So why spend 145 days on your bike? For these riders, it was more than just a sense of adventure. The H2O ride raised money and awareness for the plight of the thirsty around the world. The money raised goes to Living Water International to build wells for drought-stricken Ethiopia. The wells will bring communities around clean water and also provide gospel opportunities. You can get involved at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Have you ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? Well, we've got the book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.